This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 222. Don't play Dance Central naked. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are back after Movemageddon. Well, at least the start of Movemageddon.
Well, Movemageddon turned into, oh my god, I fucked myself up, to, okay, I think I'm better now, to, let's try it again.
Yeah, yeah. So we took a week off, and we appreciate you all understanding that, you know, sometimes, you know, motherfucker just gotta take a minute. Like a minute. But we're back.
And then you also, you know, let another bitch take some medicine that made it okay.
Right, right. And we appreciate that. But while we were off the air, we at least tried to keep you entertained and keep you in the loop with all the great news that was on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landavesh.com. If you aren't on iTunes and subscribing to us there, then I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
What are you waiting for? It's real simple.
Are you waiting for Armageddon? Because, you know, that's like next week.
So I thought it was the week after next week.
No, they moved it because of daylight savings time, you know?
No, I thought it went, Red came out, then Harry Potter, then the Armageddon, then the Rapture, then the zombie apocalypse.
Holy shit. Oh, okay, I'll be here for the zombie apocalypse because I ain't being taken up in the Rapture.
So I thought that was the order. Or did I not get the memo and they changed the schedule?
No, that might be right, because I knew I wasn't going to get pulled in the Rapture, so I'm going to be here for the zombie apocalypse. But you're probably going to the Rapture, which is why you don't believe the zombie apocalypse exists.
Right, because it's not going to happen. Well, at least not for me.
No, because you'll already be up in the Rapture doing whatever you do in the Rapture. Just be careful that there aren't any big daddies around. No, Rapture.
Right. Well, I gotta be really careful about that. I think I would be a little sister in that scenario.
Just be careful.
I'm getting off the topic. You gotta make sure that you subscribe to us in iTunes, because when you do, you'll get the awesome randomness, like, what just...
You'll get
right
double
now.
Rainbows!
What does it mean? It means that guy was high. That's what it means. But, by subscribing in iTunes, it means that the moment we put out new episodes for consumption by you, the awesome
and by
people...
By consumption, we mean consumption by your ear holes. You can't eat it in your mouth.
I really don't think that anyone really needed that.
Just think for clarification for those of us who might have misconstrued.
I don't think anybody planet...
If I had heard that...
You're special. We've decided this a long time ago.
Well, for people who are special like me, I felt we
should
clarify.
There's no one special like you.
Oh, thanks, sis.
You're welcome. Anyway, episodes, as soon as they're available out on the web, by subscribing in iTunes, you will get them in their entirety. Because we are talkers. I don't know if you picked up on that or not.
No, really?
But we are. We kind of go like a yak-yak. We go yakety-yak-yak-yak-yak-yak. And then we talk back. We don't even listen to the song. We're rule breakers. So make sure that you subscribe on iTunes so you can get those episodes in their entirety and stay current with what's going on with us. And if you don't want to do that, you can...
Subscribe to any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath the Esh banner in its glory!
Yeah, what she said. We're not the only thing that exists in the land of Esh as far as entertainment
goes. No, there are puppies.
Well, there's no puppies. She's
ponies.
Grown. There's no ponies. What is it with you and the ponies? What do I keep telling you? No, you're not responsible
enough
for a pony.
In the land of Esh, I can conjure whatever the fuck I want.
You don't have a pony.
Can I conjure puppies?
No, you can't conjure
puppies. How about mushrooms? Toadstools.
Yeah, you have those in your bag of holding. I've seen them.
Yeah,
but they're no ponies.
Why can't I hold any ponies in my bag of holding?
Because you don't take care of anything. A pony will die under your tutelage.
Oh, and toadstools won't.
No, eat them.
I don't eat them. I cuddle with them at night.
No, you don't. I see you. You're like...
I do know.
Yes,
I don't.
You do.
That is a lie.
You om nom. I can prove it. You om-nom. You om-nom them.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
All right. Well, if you want me to put those out on Twitter, I can. Anyway, while our shows go out every single Monday.
Except for last Monday.
Except for last Monday.
Sorry.
Whoopsie. I was tired. Damn, that move.
And I was under medication.
Yeah, that move was rough. That was, I have a lot of stuff. I have
my hip stuff. Still hurts.
Her hips don't lie, people.
No, they're going, ow!
Wow, that was like a little loud. You might want to back up off the mic to like just a little bit. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm sorry.
While our shows typically go out every single Monday for some new freshness, you can on Tuesday get a brand new episode of the Boston Bash Brigade, which happens to be co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck, and pretty much is fairly freaking awesome. Like, we are total awesome, and they're like right there in the awesome neighborhood.
Because I am so proud of those boys.
Okay, and they talk about all kinds of stuff. So if you want to get a little bit of sports, you want to get a little bit of geek, you want to get a little bit of nerd, and then you want to get a little bit of just awesome, you want to make sure that you're checking out their show. And they're on Ustream, too. So you can definitely check that out and participate. They love getting your questions over there, people. And then on Wednesday, you have a new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast. And we got something else coming up. It looks like it's almost a done deal. Yay! So we have a new show that will be coming and be.
When did that meeting happen?
Well, look, you should fucking read your emails.
I need to read my calendar. I keep missing really important dates.
You should really accept the meeting invites.
I'm really bad at that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So, all kinds of great things going on in the Land of Ash, and you want to make sure that you're staying up on it. And in that vein, the next issue of our magazine, which, by the way, looks hot. I've seen the spec. It's so cool!
And I snuck a peek, and I was very happy with it.
Okay, is about to hit the shelves. You know, the internet ones. So you can buy it. Make sure you buy it. And if you don't know what you're buying into, then visit landofesh.com and check out the previous issue. So you have an idea. But this one, this issue, totally smokes that issue. Like, every issue.
Like, it rolled it up, lit it on fire, and just...
Like a big-ass
It
jam.
Inhaled.
Okay, this issue and it liked is the it. Chronic. So I'm going to say. I don't think that I need to say anything else.
My tummy hurts.
Well, that's what you get for eating day-old Chinese. Anyway, moving on. We got stuff to talk about. Now that we got all the business out of the way.
Yeah.
You look like you're in such pain.
It actually kind of hurts, but it's okay. I can pull through.
Come on, be a champion.
I am.
Do it for the people.
I'm a champion.
You are.
I'm a beast champion. I'm a champion beast.
You are. You're like altered beast. You're like...
Yeah, I probably couldn't do that roar right now because it really hurts.
Well, that's what you get for yelling that big ass no. You probably pulled a muscle, and now you're going to... Don't blow up. Whatever you do, don't blow up because you don't have any extra lives. You used them all.
I know.
Remember? Vegas. So you can't do it.
I know.
All right. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about, people. Now, we didn't get to talk about it last week, because, again, Movemageddon.
And hip problem.
And Panda threw her hip out. But we get to talk about part of the reason why Panda threw her hip out this week.
Yep.
This, because we know that's what you love.
Let's go.
So we're gonna give you the smorgasbord of music game stuff.
A cornucopia?
No, not really a cornucopia, because we don't have enough to fill it.
But a smorgasbord?
Yeah, because that, you know, that means that you could basically, you know...
But can we put it in that weird cornucopia thing? I like that, like,
no,
thing.
No, cornucopia thing comes next week. We're not close enough to Thanksgiving yet for the cornucopia.
But I like that thing.
Look, I understand that you like it.
Does it actually have a name? Is it actually called a cornucopia?
Yes.
Oh.
And the layman's term is horn of plenty. Anyway.
Horn of plenty what?
Horn of plenty. Because there's plenty of shit snapped and it looks like
a little
French horn.
Oh my god, could you use a horn of plenty as a bag of holding? Because that would be really awesome.
Okay, your nerd right now is on a level that I can't even fathom. So we're going to have to
bring
it back.
I'm going to think about that, sorry, right, while you go into that.
Okay, well, while you do that, first up on deck, we got to talk about Rock Band 3 and harmonics.
Oh my god, and all the gossip going around harmonics being, yeah.
All right, so first off, I'm going to say... Rock Band 3, I absolutely love it. Harmonix, I think you've done a great job with the game. It definitely has enough new things in it that it doesn't feel like same old, same old. Even though there are pieces that do feel like same old, same old. But personally, I think if you've got a formula that works, why change it? So I love the fact that, you know, the highway is still basically the same. The play, as far as if you don't know music and or don't want to know music, is the same, and it's just more great music in addition to your existing DLC and disc content from games 1 and 2 if you choose to bring them over, and so it's good. If you liked Rock Band 1 and Rock Band 2, Rock Band 3 is right up your alley. If you bought the first two, there's no reason on the planet for you not to buy the third. Alright, so let's just put that out there right
then
and there.
But what if you're one of those people who didn't buy them, but you had a friend who bought them and you played them over at your friend's house, would you suggest that they go through 1, 2 and then get three and then backtrack?
No, I would say go and just jump into 3. In all honesty. Because as far as, you know, on disc music, I don't think that you would be missing a piece of the experience not having the on disc content from 1 and 2. But 3 really is kind of the best evolutionary step in the series that if I was new to it right now, that's the one I would prefer to jump into. Okay. 3 would be the better one to jump into because it's more solid, the frame rate's better than 1 or 2. You know, the character creation is a little bit deeper, which I think is better because it really feels as you're building a band that you're really building a band because you not only get to customize your characters or avatars look in your band, you also can customize the members of your group. So if you want to make, you know, an all boy bandy looking type group, you can do that. If you want to make an all goth girl group, you can do that. So you don't get just random people jumping into your group as you like. So you have more control over what your band looks like, what they feel like, what their mood is, which is cool. Especially because you have more cutscenes of you and your band as you're going through the story mode, which is now called Empire, basically.
Just like DJ Hero.
Just like DJ Hero. You have your band following along with you, and so you see that creation they made. You know, you see your band now, not just random generated avatars jumping through. You see the people that you spent time designing and have, you know, done songs with, and you kind of feel like this is my band and we're progressing. And it's a little bit more interesting to me than the previous, you know, okay, band get in a van and get in a plane and get in the contracts, you know, little vignettes. And it's just a little added something that I noticed and I liked.
Okay.
You know, so I would say that 3 is the better one to jump into if you haven't purchased a Rock Band game of your own, especially because the gameplay is so deep. You have your regular gameplay that we all know and love, 5 color notes coming down the highway, or you can go into pro mode on bass, guitar, and drum, and if that's the mode you really want to go, you actually are getting to the point where you can actually play these songs live on these instruments. And I think, you know, in hearing how Harmonix started as, you know, the idea of getting people to learn to be not only interested in music, but also helping them learn how to play through a game as opposed to, you know, taking music lessons, to kind of see that, you know, after Rock Bands 1 and 2, you know, after Amplitude and Frequency and, you know, working on stuff for Activision, and then seeing Rock Band Beatles, Rock Band Green Day, whether you liked them or not, I mean, they were all pieces of the evolution. I think that 3 is the most rounded and really kind of goes back to the core of what Harmonix wanted to do when they first became Harmonix, basically. So I think that it's a really good thing. I'm really curious about pro mode right now, you know, because of Movemageddon and whatnot. I don't have the dough to go out and get the keyboard, and I damn sure don't have the dough to go out and get a
pro guitar,
which I really do want. There are 2 pro guitars that are out there, kind of. The Mad Catz one, which has already been released, and you can buy for, I think, $149.99. Which has all of the frets, but they're buttons with strings that you pluck on the strum area, is available now, and it's in red, and it looks like a solid controller. I didn't get to use it at E3 because they didn't have it in any of the demoing stations to use, but then their Harmonix is following that up, and they've worked with Fender, and will be releasing a fully stringed guitar that is a full electric guitar that just happens to be able to control Rock Band as well in March. You can pre-order that now, and that one's going to set you back $250 because it's a real guitar. You can plug it into an amp and play, or you can plug it in
to the game and play.
So at that price point, that's actually a cheap electric guitar that, oh yeah, you can also use to play this game. So I find that really interesting. And that's really the guitar that I want because it has, I'm curious if it's, you know, just MIDI. Well, that means that you'll be able to use that guitar in any of your
music creation apps. Oh my god, it would be another addition to your Ion drum kit.
It would be an addition to the Ion drum kit. It would be an addition that I could use in GarageBand to actually record myself playing and do the learn to play lessons that are in the Apple GarageBand application. You know, so it's multi-purpose. It's not only a tool now that I can use in this game, which appeals to me. So that's the one I'm saving my pennies for. Not because I don't think the Mad Cat's guitar is good. You know, I've seen some reviews that are basically split down the middle. Some people really like it and think that it's a great addition. Other people say that, you know, especially if they play guitar, that the frets, because they are still, you know, buttons, that their hands don't slide or they get caught a lot on those buttons. And so,
well, I was about to say, like, for someone who's going to shift between buttons to a chord, I can see why the appeal of the Mad Cats would be so that you're not, forcing yourself to learn a whole new craft, whereas you feel uncomfortable, you can always switch back to what you know.
Right.
And then go back later, as opposed to investing money solely in a string and then go up. Well, if I really want to play the way I normally play, I have to go get my old controller, my old peripheral, and then when I feel more courageous, go back and... So, I mean, I could definitely see why someone who wants to try it but might not feel as confident would want the Mad Cats over just the full-on...
Right, and I can see that, too, and I follow along with that logic, you know, as well. Me, personally, there's only been two guitars out of my entire Guitar Hero Rock Band life that I've gotten rid of. Like, I've had a couple that have broken... that EA replaced for me because they, you know, were bad. But I've only had a couple that I've actually gotten rid of. I have all of my peripherals, and depending upon which games I'm playing and which difficulties I'm playing, I prefer one to another. Like, I prefer my wireless Fender when I'm playing Rock Band 2, but I prefer my Gretsch from Beatles Rock Band when I'm playing 3 or when I'm playing Beatles Rock Band. You know, so for me, it's kind of like, you know, actually going out and performing. There are different guitars that you use for different songs or different venues and things like that to get different sounds. And then I'm the same way with my Rock Band playing. The only thing I don't switch is drums, because with my Ion set, you know, I'm really spoiled. I have that thing laid out, you know, exactly how I want it.
Right.
And spaced exactly how I want it. Well, I did right now it's in a box.
I've noticed since going back when you were playing with the regular drum kit that you were
difficult.
Off because
I'm way off because they're not where they're supposed to be as far as what I'm used to. So I am spoiled on that, and I think that the new Fender guitar that is stringed is going to be the same way for a bunch of people that jump in with that. I think that it's going to be, you know, that's now going to be the standard, where the bar is set for the experience. But there's way more depth in the game if you want to choose to pursue it. You know, as you're going through, the music store has been redesigned a little bit, and how you browse through music when you're creating set lists or just playing has also been revamped. And so it's a little bit easier to actually find the specific song that you want, especially when you have, you know, 700 songs or better between all of your games and DLC and what's on disc for 3, you know, it could become a nightmare. I mean, if you have every song that exists that you could get, including all the track packs, you're talking about trying to browse through, you know, nearly 2,100 songs.
That's a lot of music.
So you can now browse by genre, by tempo, by difficulty, alphabetical, very easily switching back and forth between all those with whatever controller that you're using. But what's really interesting to me is that as you bring up a song and its preview is playing, you actually see on the screen your progress on what difficulty, and you can see if you chose to play pro mode on it, what your progress is there. You can actually select areas that you want to practice, and then you can practice those areas on pro if you want to. So you can actually see how you're proceeding on, you know, this particular instrument on all the difficulties, easy, medium, hard, expert.
Pro.
So you can see, oh my gosh, wow, I, you know, knocked it and killed it out on easy and medium on guitar, and then on hard, I kind of dipped down a little bit into the 90%, and then on expert, for whatever reason, I picked it back up on 94, and on pro, I suck. So this is one that I need to, you know, work on.
Right.
And it's really kind of interesting to see that. Another thing is that they incorporated from the Empire mode, which is basically the story mode, if you have a story, really, in Rock Band 3, on how you actually gain and grow. And so the thing is all focused around gaining fans, which any of us that have played those things remember.
Right.
Well, what's really cool is that in Quick Play, you now can gain fans. And so it's really interesting to see that, you know, the fan building thing is not just restricted to the Empire mode. So if you have friends over and you just want to do the quick play stuff, as you progress through the quick play stuff, you're also earning fans, which will help you in the Empire mode. Because fans are still used to help you. You go from hopping the subway to get to gigs, to getting a van, to getting, you know, the bus, to the plane, to, you know, superstardom, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Personally, I really, really enjoy it. I think that it's a really good game. I know that, you know, games have not been just flying off the shelves for them, but I'll tell you, I think it's great. You know, I wasn't all about Rock Band Green Day. I love Rock Band Beatles.
Yeah, we know.
It's one of my more favorite Rock Band titles. But 3 is definitely up there. I'm glad that I bought the game. If you are a music rhythm game fan, it should be in your collection. I mean, what about you? I mean, you've seen some of the game, for sure, while I was playing.
Seen, yes. Played, no.
That's because I can't get you to step up to the plate on that.
No, I'll play, just not now. I was too...
You better play before PAX East.
I know, I have to. I've got to get my skills back.
Mm-hmm. Because you be rusty.
No
shit. I know I be rusty.
I felt a little confused watching you, though. Because, I mean, they've obviously changed out some of the layout on right. How you get to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, so is this just a pick up and play, no customization? Because I know they hid that initially. And
especially because I wasn't looking for it.
I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, I'm really big on customization, so the first thing I would have wanted to do was make my rocker and make my band. And so, I mean, I knew it took us a while to find it, and I noticed that they've now kind of changed the system between, you know, spending money to get certain clothes, but now you earn clothes depending on, you know, whatever challenges you complete to unlock them, which I actually think is a much better idea. So you're not just trying to strive to get through a game to get money and then just playing your favorites to get money.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
So I thoroughly enjoyed that change. I know a lot of people have been conflicted on how they felt that there was a little bit of, that they had kind of toned down their artistic sense in this game and kind of made it kind of plain-faced.
I don't really feel that, though.
I know
once you jump into it, I don't feel that way.
I mean, I could see where they've kind of stepped back on a lot of their stylistic stuff, where, I mean, you don't have that overly, you know, gorgeous graphic tiger or that weird dragon. Like, you definitely don't have that decal-y tattoo feel coming straight into it. But starting off in a garage band, you don't usually start off that way.
Right, you don't get pyro right off the bat.
So, I mean, I can understand their progression of going from a garage band all the way up to, holy shit, you are like the queen of Sheba of the guitar or whatever instrument you're choosing to, you know, rock at.
And I think you find that out, too. Because one of the things that was, like, difficult for me to understand when I was first customizing my character, because when you start the game, they immediately want you to jump in with a band and play. So they guide you through picking your band member and then picking your backup band. And they don't make it real evident on how to customize, or at least I didn't see it my first time through, on how to customize your character. So I played 3 songs with my band before I went back to the main menu and saw the customize button where I could create my character. And I'd already named my band and, like, come up with my band's graphics and things like that. So I was a little leery to do it because I was afraid that once I created a character, I'd have to restart it. But I didn't. The moment I customized and created a character, she immediately jumped into my band.
Right.
And I didn't lose anything. So I was like, okay,
really good.
That's cool.
And I mean, I definitely like the openings, you know, the cinematics where you're walking down a street with your band. So, I mean, yeah. You definitely get that sense of unity going forth in that band atmosphere.
What was funny in the customization thing was, as I was going through and picking your hair, which are way more hairstyles, a lot of the clothes from the second game are still there, but they've gotten a visual upgrade, as well as additional ones that you can pick and you can earn, like Panda mentioned, was that I went to go do the tattoos, and it showed up with a little lock. And when I went to it, it says, yeah, you're not famous and cool enough yet to have tattoos. You don't, and it literally says, you don't start out with tattoos, you gotta earn it. And so I think that, you know, like what you're talking about, those other things that people are like, it's not here, it's not there. I think that those are things that as you progress through Empire,
you'll see.
Like when your band becomes well known enough to have pyro, they'll probably be like elaborate stages just like before and weird pyro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said,
I just want lasers.
I want laser cats. That's what I want. But I mean... But I liked that. I liked the idea of earning stuff instead of, you know, because a lot of people would squander in the same set list, knowing that they could rock it, make the least, you know, the most amount of money, and gain a certain number of fans, and would sit there for a while and would just hoard money to unlock everything.
Yep.
Unlock every guitar, every mic, every drum kit, and do it. And I'm glad
I've done that in any game. Any music game.
I know that there are some people who will do that in games that will allow you to collect things. So, I mean, collector gamers will do that. But I don't know too many collector gamers who are hardcore rhythm-based. So, I know they're out there, but I have yet to really meet one and talk to them about that.
Both. Right.
But I do like the idea of earning stuff instead of, you know, being able to sit there and camp and do it that way. I feel that
it's
type
like
of earning
is... like gold farming, almost.
Ni-hao. And, I always thought it was cheap. So, I've never done it. I will never do it. And, I mean, if it's the way that you game, it's the way you game. But personally, for me, it's not something that I strive to do in mine. I'm looking forward to jumping into the game. I am looking forward to, you know, trying out the keyboard. I mean, I know that Ninja, growing up, had a keyboard that she would never let me touch, so I'd have to sneak when she wasn't around, which then she...
Are you talking about my Muppet keyboard that you broke?
No, I'm talking about that big, giant, not Casio, but kind of like your Casio.
Oh, yeah.
That had all the different things that I could hit different things, and it would sound like an orchestra,
yeah,
or cats meowing, or drums. I was partial to the drums, so she always knew when I touched it, because it was always on
always,
that setting.
Every single time.
Boom, ba-da-doom, meow! You know, more or less. And, so, I mean, I'm kind of glad to see it, you know, the keyboard. And it looks kind of funny, like, in the box. So
it's a guitar.
So you hold it, and you're all like, me.
You can. So, basically, you can either lay it flat, and you can, there's actually a stand that you can get that it will stand up on.
Okay, because I was wondering before, I'm like,
or you can use it like a keytar, because it has a strap that you can wear, so like a guitar, and you can actually rock it out on the guitar.
Keytar hero.
Exactly. It, like, and... takes on that persona.
Oh, that's
I don't
awesome.
Understand how you can do any Duran Duran song and not want that sucker strapped around like a keytar. But what's really interesting about the keyboard is that you can use it to do the guitar pieces as well. So if you find that you're not doing well on the keyboard pieces, even in the pro keyboard pieces, you can use the keyboard to play the guitar pieces.
Oh my god, that's actually...
So you have a couple motions. So for people who, you know, like me, have difficulty getting a guitar that feels comfortable...
Because you're mini.
Because I'm mini. You know,
mini.
I'm short, and so, you know, most of these guitars are not made for somebody.
They make her look really small.
They do, and,
abnormally
small. And I'm, you know, I'm pleasantly plump, so they don't really rest on me where they rest on a lot of people.
They rest on our boobies.
Stop it. But it makes it difficult for me to play them. You know, and it's why, for instance, on the guitars that have, you know, the lower set of buttons for you to do the solos on so you don't have to strum, I never do those because I can't comfortably play them.
You can't comfortably place your hand down there? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I said. What I said was I cannot comfortably place my hand on the lower set of keys on the guitar. I will not fall into your trap, Pandalicious. And so I've never used them. And so I do not
use
do
them.
The finger tap method to play solos.
Right.
Because
neither did I. Actually.
There's no controller. Like, if those were higher, if they were right below the full set fret buttons, I could do it.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be confusing? Because obviously the same
color. No, because they're thinner.
Oh, all right. Because, I mean, I would feel like
so
I would.
So if there was, like, a two key distance, or even just a one set difference, that would be much more comfortable for me.
Okay.
And so that's why I've never done it, which is why I cannot progress past hard on many songs.
Okay.
And so it sucks, because I really would like to, as far as guitar goes and bass goes, but physically I cannot do it. It's one of the reasons why I'm really excited about the stringed guitar, because I think that I can do.
Well, we'll find out once you're able to save the monies to advance.
Yeah, once it comes out and I've got those monies, you know, I definitely want to test it out, because for me, that will kick my gameplay on these things through the frickin' roof, and you'll be hard-pressed to get me away from Rock Band at that point.
Right.
If it works out the way I think it's
going to
work.
I know, I'm trying to figure out what my next game is going to be. I mean, since I've pretty much now conquered almost all things Fable 3... except for being, you know...
Assassins, which is right around the corner, literally.
Yeah, I know.
The day after the podcast
I mean, I also have new
airs.
I have Vegas, Fallout
New Vegas,
and I still haven't even taken it out of its cover.
You haven't popped its wrapper cherry?
No, the wrapper part's off, but the thing that you can you comes it comes out of like a case, not a casing, but like a seal thing.
The jacket.
Yeah, the jacket. I haven't taken it out of the jacket.
That's sad.
I know. So I'm like, it's new.
Assassins comes in on Tuesday.
I know. I'm like, it's new, and I have to. Pennies. I got it for the PS3, so I mean, it's. I wanted to give myself one more decent game on my PS3 before I knew that the Xbox sweep was going to come in and pretty much devote my time.
Yeah, because the sweep for me is already here.
Yeah, it already happened, and I'm like,
DJ Hero 2, hot, love it, love it, love it. Keep those mixes coming. Activision, you definitely knocked it out of the park on that one. Rock Band 3 for me, those are Xbox 360.
Fable 3,
Assassins.
Brotherhood. And Fable 3 caught me off guard because I was like, I'm going to play some Fallout New Vegas before I open Fable 3. Yeah. And did that happen? Absolutely not.
No.
And
Fable 3 is amazing.
It is. Don't get me wrong, still has its glitches, but we've already talked about that before.
Yeah, but they released a patch.
A lot of them. So my dog does not fuse with the tree.
Yes, and you don't show up naked anymore after visiting my sanctuary.
Yeah, no.
That was really disturbing. Okay, we'd be sitting there playing, and you would pop into my sanctuary and be fine, and we'd leave the sanctuary, and you would be naked and bald.
With no pants.
Okay, you'd just be running around.
Actually, the no pants thing is very much me. It's something I should probably strive to do with my dick hole character that I'm going to start making.
Oh, you're about to make your dick?
Yeah, my dude. He's not gonna wear pants.
He's not gonna wear pants.
He's gonna do the no pants dance.
No pants dance! No pants dance!
But the ladies are gonna dig it.
The ladies like the dudes with no pants.
No, they Wavo don't. Splash, you sexy motherfuckers.
Wavo splash, you sexy motherfuckers.
But I'm definitely going to play it before I jump into. See, I'm not 100% crazy over Brotherhood, because I'm still playing your Assassin's Creed 2, and I refuse.
Well, it's not my fault. You really need to finish that.
I know, so I'm
not even. You need to, like, get on that.
So I'm not jumping into Brotherhood
until
I finish.
Get on that when we finish recording this, because seriously, you gotta get on that. You need to know the truth.
You know what else we need to get back into? Our original topics for the show.
Oh, yeah. We're going off topic.
Yeah, we are. Going back, though, since gaming is kind of still what we're talking about, outside of you playing Rock Band 3, I know that we've also been playing a little Dance Central.
Playing? I wouldn't necessarily call what's going on with Dance Central a game. I wouldn't call
it. No, it's not. It hurts your hip. It made me punch myself in the face.
This shit is real. Harmonix. I fucking love you guys. Like, for reals.
You're going to teach all these people who don't know how to dance how to dance.
Well, not necessarily, but they're going to give them the keys they need to succeed.
I don't know. If you can,
on the dance floor.
If I'm going to test this out with one of our control subjects who live next door.
We have a test subject.
And I'm going to see, because if I can get her to, if I can teach her how to jerk, then she's all set fucking life.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, she's in need of the rhythm. The rhythm did not get her.
The rhythm did not get her. Ah, I got it.
Yeah, that's where I went with that.
That light was flickering.
I'm like, whoa. Yeah. But I don't necessarily know that it's going to teach people to dance.
I don't know.
But what it will do,
it will give them choreography so they can fake it.
It'll give them some really great choreography basics that they can use to make steps that are on their own.
Yep.
Okay.
And there's no pizza maker, there's no sprinkler, there's no barman.
Yeah, there's no, oh, please. Can we please stop the sprinkler? If nothing else, if we can stop the sprinkler.
You can still do the Q-tip and you can still do the dice.
You could throw the dice, I'll let that go.
Only three times though. After that, you lose your touch.
Right. And you can still do the Q-tip, okay? I'll let the Q-tip
Hygiene
go.
Hygiene is important, everybody.
Okay, and depending upon how often you use it, you know, the Q-tip can be kind of cute. But the, you know, turning the light, petting the puppy, that's gotta go.
Wait, you can pet puppies?
Yeah, you turn the light and then you pet the puppy and you turn the light. See,
why are you doing both?
I don't understand.
Time.
I'm not, but I've seen this
done.
Because
you give the puppy like a static
especially,
shock.
Especially at weddings. There's a lot of turning the light and petting the puppy. I don't understand it. Typically, it's with gentlemen of a certain persuasion over a certain age, but there's a lot of turning the light and petting the puppy, and it needs to stop.
Why not pet the puppy and then turn the light?
Some people
that
start,
makes some sense.
Some people start with petting the puppy and then
puppy,
they turn the light.
Oh, wait, I've got something I gotta do.
But I can't tell you how many times that, like, Brick House comes on, things like that, and you look on the dance floor, and there's some guy, typically over 50, and it starts like a wave of, like, hey, I'm over here, I'm about to get down, and it turns into, I'm turning on the light, and I'm petting the puppy, and then I'm turning on the light, and I'm petting the puppy, and you're just like, no.
Absolutely not.
That was really wrong and uncalled for, and you should just sit down, because obviously you've had too much Johnny Walker. Grandpa, please. So, you know, I feel like Dance Central with, first of all, the mix of music, because it's a great selection of music. There's some old school hip hop, there's some dance pop, there's some straight out club songs, which are great.
Yep. Basement Jacks.
You know, there's a lot of things that are mid and up tempo, so that everyone can kind of jump in a comfortable place, and then move from there. And they're all great fundamentals of dance. You know, so I don't think that it will teach somebody who has absolutely no rhythm and has, you know, no skill whatsoever how to dance.
I don't know.
Let me put it like this. Dance Central would not help Bristol Palin on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, of course not. Well, that's a totally different type of dance.
But still, it's fundamentals. Okay? Like the hip stuff in the Beanie Man song, King of the Dance Hall.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, she could benefit from learning how to move hips. She wouldn't pick it up. No. And the dance hall song will teach you
how to
do the Rocky.
But I mean, you got
line on.
But at the same time, I mean, going through breakdown, because what this game will allow you to do is it will let you break down the routine before you even perform it.
So I guess we ought to step back and be like, Dance Central is about dancing.
Yeah. And it's about dancing centrally.
It uses the Kinect so that your whole body is actually the controller.
Key one to this. If you don't like looking at yourself, shut off your camera. Picture option.
Yeah, go into options.
And enable it.
Disable.
Shut it off.
Disable.
Because if you don't like the way you look, you're most certainly not going to like.
You will definitely get a surprise when all of a sudden, after you do the little dancy thing, that you get a breakdown, and your freestyle video pops up on the screen, and your mom's sitting behind you and starts spitting. She's laughing so hard.
That's when, yeah.
You want to turn that off.
So, I mean, I think what they should have done is they should have bundled the Kinect with Dance Central and your fitness.
There's a couple of bundles out there. I know that there's a Kinect Dance Central bundle, and there's a Kinect your fitness bundle.
But I think if you really want to keep your camera on for Dance Central, you should probably have gotten your fitness first. Got yourself a little toned up.
You look beefy.
Get toned. Get toned.
No, I want to be beefy.
And also, moving forward, do not play Dance Central naked.
Oh, please, people, come on.
Especially if you're keeping your photos enabled.
Wait, I thought that goes without saying.
Apparently not, because there were digital cock in Dance Central.
I gotta say, by the way, since we started talking about digital wang,
there's been
a great decrease in the amount of digital wang that's come through, which I'm happy for. This is not me requesting digital wang. Not.
But, you know, I'm also kind of worried that, you know, now we're going to get a lot of those girls who, we're going to see some digital vag. You know, those up, look. My butt's in the camera and you can see my coochie-coo.
Look, we're entering an age where, you know, getting and seeing people naked is just going to be everywhere. I mean, FaceTime for a freaking iPhone now that's on the computer.
It's going to be like chat roulette.
Okay,
penis.
It's going to be.
Penis.
It's just like, here's my drunk doll. Oh my god, it's me naked. What's up?
You know, it's hey, look. It's like I got my controller right next to my beanbag. You know what I'm saying? In my love sack. I'm naked in my love sacks are the shit.
I do love
by
love
the way.
Sacks. But I wish. But, I had move,
but moving
to have
forward,
one.
So yes, the game is about dancing, it's really weird. You don't get like an empire. You don't get like a career mode.
You just jump in and do it.
You pretty much jump into a dance. I mean, you could go straight into a dance and perform it, but if you want to learn the routine, which is wise,
break it down, people.
Underline.
Break it down. Always break it down.
You know, it will break it down into segments for you. We were jumping in fairly easy, and even the easy dances, if you're not in fit shape, will cause you to sweat.
Or if you ain't been out to the club in a little bit,
you'll be a little for sure. Definitely.
And there are a lot of moves that we were like, oh, that move has a name. I've been doing that since like 1989.
Yeah, this game is very informational in terms of that. But once you go through that and you've performed the dance, I mean, they do have an option for you to dance battle, which would allow you to dance, you know, against somebody else. We are not in the position to do that just yet.
No, but we're getting there.
We're getting there. And there are three modes, you know, easy, medium, and hard, but you cannot just go straight into a dance and perform it on hard. You have to break it down to unlock those difficulties. So we've been playing on easy forever, and I've actually really kind of excelled into the medium just fairly recently.
I'm stepping into the medium.
And you can't unlock it for performance until you do it in the breakdown. And each level obviously has a lot more steps going on, which I kind of figured going in. And it's just a lot of fun, and I feel really good coming off of doing three different routines before I'm going to work. Am I tired as fuck when I get there? Yes. But do I feel accomplished? Yes. Should I? Probably not.
It definitely gets the endorphins going.
Endorphins make you happy.
Yeah, and it does, and it's a great workout, but it's also fun. You don't feel like you're working out.
No, because you're dancing.
You don't feel like you're playing a game.
Because you're dancing.
But you are.
Dancing. You're both
playing a game, and you're working out, and you're doing it via dancing.
Yeah, which I like.
It's just a knockout out of the park. For us.
I know right out of the bat there's already a couple more songs that you can go and purchase with new dances. Some DLC. So I mean they've already kind of had, you know, because they don't give you that many songs in each segment of progression, but I'm sure that's going to grow over time with the downloadable content, which I think is really wise to keep this game viable. If I had any nips about this game.
And we're not talking alcohol, right?
No, I'm not talking alcohol. My only niche is, like I said earlier, I'm really big into customization. I mean, and they did a really good job of giving us a wide range of dancers. I really would have liked to have been able to kind of fine-tune that and make whoever I use to be my dance, you know, my dancer, to be a lot more open to customization and make it more personal to me. I mean, because if I keep that camera on during that freestyle, that's me I see on the camera. It's not her. It's me.
It's you.
It's me.
It's you.
I know. Or, you know, maybe even later on in the future, maybe with a Dance Central 2 where they might be able to incorporate letting, oh, I don't know, your Xbox avatar
I would love, personally, to see my avatar in the game. And I don't think it's really that difficult to do because in DJ Hero, you can use your avatar as the DJ. And the DJ... when your avatar doesn't have DJ moves.
I can definitely see where they would probably have problems with that, where, you know, the avatar is kind of, you know, kind of rounded. So, I mean, hits, like moves that are very clear cut and hit, you're not going to see that reflected in an avatar because of the way that they're designed.
Mm-hmm. If I couldn't use my avatar as my Xbox Live avatar, my NXT.
Oh my gosh, for my freestyle avatar, I would dig it.
Like, if I could either have them in my freestyle following me along, or even if I could just have them in the crowd, I think that would be a cool tie-in.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, obviously...
Yeah, have my avatar in the back with a little afro, just like... Poof, 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 poof. Well, you can't see what I just did there, but she would look really cute doing that.
Yeah, well, because she looks really hip and hop. Definitely during Don't Sweat the Technique, I could totally see her in the background like...
I don't want to talk about Don't Sweat the Technique, because that one's really pissing me off, because, first of all...
Let's talk about our favorite okay. song with our favorite dance, and then our least favorite.
All right. So, your favorite song and dance routine at Dance Central?
My absolute favorite would definitely have to be the Basement Jacks Rendezvous.
Nice.
Which is really funny because I've never heard the song before in my life.
What?
Yeah, this is the first time that I'm hearing it.
Didn't I give you a copy of that CD?
No.
I didn't? Oh, I suck as a sister. I'll fix that.
Yeah. So, I was just like, oh, Basement Jacks. I'm like, this sounds like it's probably gonna be club music. So, I was really kind of expecting a lot of that weird glow stick hand movement stuff, which I would like to learn since it looks kind of cool with glow sticks at night.
You have to be on drugs.
Really?
Yeah, to make that work the right way. Oh. And drugs are bad and illegal. We don't promote that stuff.
Because it looks really cool. Like, you have magical powers. And I would love to have magical powers.
I'd teach you.
So, I mean, I'd like to learn how to do that. And, I mean, going into that, I mean, I liked that song. And I went and bought it because at first when I did it on Easy, I really kind of sucked at it. And I was like, nope, I'm going to learn this. And I learned the routine and I went in my backyard at night and I'm doing all the steps with my iPod because I'm like, I'm going to nail this. And that's the only song I'm doing in medium right now. And I dig it. That and Satisfaction by, you know, Benny Benassi? Yeah, that guy. And I like that one too. And it's really weird because those are kind of more, oh, I don't know.
Poppin'.
Yeah.
Pop them off.
Yeah. Routines. And we already know that sometimes my blackness is in question.
I would definitely say that you have earned a lot of
more black points, yeah. Which I like because I can turn them in for a free t-shirt that says, yeah, I'm black, so what?
Actually, no, the first one that you get is, I know black people.
Oh. So when do I get that I'm black?
850 points.
Oh, shit.
But you're getting close.
I know.
I mean, you just about have enough for the I Know Black People shirt.
Good. All right. Awesome.
So you got to start someplace.
So, those are my favorite songs and with my favorite routines.
And your least favorite?
I would have to say that it's a toss-up, really. It's really between Soulja Boy for one particular move. I like the song. I like the song. But there's one particular dance move in that song that I know I'm doing it right. And the camera's like, no, you're not. And it personally kept me there for about 10 minutes.
I know, you got stuck in the
loop. I was so pissed. And I was like, you know what, game? Fuck you. Fuck Connect. Fuck puppies. Fuck everything. You suck. I know I dance better than this. Eat my ass.
Yeah, Esh Mom and I were sitting in the kitchen.
I was so pissed.
Cursing at the TV. And it was definitely something that we were both kind of blushing and laughing both at the same time.
So that, because of a particular dance move, really kind of irks me. And then on top of that, and it's funny because I love the songs. It's the dances that really throw me off for them. And Days Go by Dirty Vegas. There are several dance steps in there that I'm like, I hate you. And you're in easy, which means I know I'm going to have to do you in medium. And I know I'm going to have to do you in hard. And you know what? I don't want to do you.
Did you just say, I know I'm going to have to do you hard and I don't want to do you?
Yeah. And okay. I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to do you easy.
All right.
So, yeah, so it's really a toss-up, but I really do like Teach Me How to Jerk. I just need to do the sexy one and the slow one better. The normal ones I can do, it's either going slow or being sexy that I have a problem with, apparently.
So you're not slow and sexy, is what you're saying?
Nope, it's either one, it's regular.
You're fast and hard, you're pop and lock.
Yeah, I'm fast and hard, but I'm not slow and sexy, which doesn't sound half bad if you think about it. But I want to be slow and sexy.
Dirty podcast is dirty.
But those are mine. So what about you?
My favorite right now would definitely be Galang Alang by MIA. Love that routine. And it's a girly sexy one, yep. Which is great. And also Teach Me How to Jerk is definitely one of my favorite ones.
Isn't that Audio Push?
Yeah, it's Audio Push. Which I like their music to begin with. I like bassy stuff as my pulling up to your place you will hear in my car because I ride with the boom.
Are you the boom king?
I am the boom king. Yeah. Who's the boom king? I'm the boom king.
I'm the boom kin. Or I used to be.
You're the boom.
No, boomkins.
Okay. Well, you're the boom kin because you're...
I'm the kin of the boom.
Right.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh my god, I kind of like that. All right.
And as far as my least favorite right now that I've done would be Don't Sweat the Technique. And mostly because my issue isn't that I can't do the moves. I can do the moves. But unfortunately, where Connect is registering, where my hands should be... Because of, let's say...
Her bodacious tatas are too big, so she can't hold her hands where they want to because her boobs are like, hey! And her hands are like, hey! And the camera's like, no!
Pretty much. So that's really frustrating because I strike the pose and my hands are literally mirroring exactly where the avatar wants them. And it highlights them red. I was like, nope, you're not doing the right thing. I'm like, I can't!
It's like her boobs are in the way, game.
I'm like, I'm trying!
There's only so much us bodacious tata ladies can do about the tatas and the massive tracts of land,
I have massive tracts of land up front.
And if you don't know, then you better recognize.
You better recognize for real. And so that's
the most... PAX East!
Stop it. That's one of my biggest beefs with the game is that... Many times where I'm getting knocked off as doing things wrong, I've got them where they're supposed to be, and I've got them there on time, but it's not registering properly as far as the Connect is concerned, and so that's a pain in the ass. But Don't Sweat the Technique is definitely one of the routines that I'm not a big fan of right now because of that. And then the other one I would have to say for me right now is King of the Dance Hall on Medium, because there's a move that I'm struggling with because... I'm right-handed, and so when I dance, I typically like to start off on the right side.
You like to dance with your dominant side. That's a common thing that all dancers tend to like to do, but
and
you can't.
With many of the moves in this, I have to exactly mirror the avatar, and so for some things on the count, it makes sense to me to be starting on the right side, and the move starts on the left. And so that's where I get dinged off of. And on medium, there are a lot of things that... on the count, you would think at the end that it would start on the right, and it doesn't. It makes you stop and start on the left. And so those switches are the ones that are more difficult for me. But on the whole, I'll tell you right now,
it is massively enjoyable.
I absolutely love the experience. I love the look of the game. I love the music that's in it. I love that it gets my heart pounding. I love that it gets me sweaty, glisteny. And then if I stick with it for more than 3 songs, that I get, you know, hard-pressed sweaty. I love that my Connect every 3 songs pops up a little display message and asks me if I want to take a break.
And when you're that dedicated, you're like, fuck, Connect, I do not want to take a break.
No, we're finishing this. We started this, we're going to run through it.
Full circle, motherfucker, full circle.
So I'm going to say right now, we will be releasing a PDF on the website right after Thanksgiving in time for you to prep for your Black Friday giddy, 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 and your Cyber Monday. Oh, damn, where's my credit card? Which is going to have basically a collection of the things that we think that
you should possibly buy for the gamers in your life.
Gamer geek, you know, person who needs something extra this
holiday season. Kwanzaa
Festificus. I gotta put Festivus in there. Because Christmahana Kwanzaa rolls right off the tongue, but we're missing Festivus, so we've gotta get that
What's
in
the
there.
Festivus for?
Oh, your blackness went up, but your nerd just went down. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
It'll be okay. Don't worry.
I can't balance them. Oh, there are so many hats.
I know.
And my head is only so big.
That's why you gotta get a fedora, because everything runs really well off the fedora. So you're trying to do this with a sombrero, and, you know, you just can't catch everything in that brim.
No. But a sombrero is so big.
Yeah, no, but... And yet it is so limiting in what it can carry. We'll discuss it later.
It can carry my tacos.
Ick.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta reach up to the heavens and pull out a taco. Yes!
Sometimes you...
Burrito! Oh god, now I want a burrito.
Shut up, because now I want a burrito. But this is definitely on the list. If you know anyone who loves music, loves going out dancing...
Like Ninja Sista.
Or anybody else...
Like Ninja Sista, but has, not Ninja Sista.
That has an Xbox... and either already has Kinect or is thinking about getting it, then if you like them that much, a bundle with Dance Central, if you can get your hands on it, is absolutely going to be a home run gift.
Do you love them?
And if they already have a Kinect, then you damn sure should pick them up a copy of Dance Central if they don't already have it.
Show them you love them by buying them Kinect.
Personally, I think that Dance Central is a killer app right now for Kinect. Like, I specifically dogged GameStop and went out to one... with you at midnight.
No. You bought the Kinect. I bought the Dance Central.
This is what I'm saying, though. But I dogged a GameStop to find one at midnight on launch day that had one. Because GameStop fucked up my order. To get it specifically for this game.
More or less, yeah.
Okay, the only reason why I want it is because Oprah came out and said, Kinect is awesome, and we did a whole show, and we gave it to everybody. I was like,
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God. Oprah gave everybody fucking Kinect. Where the fuck was I?
Where were you?
I was probably at work.
Yeah, she had a show. Microsoft was the sponsor, whatever. They came in, and she was like, you gotta see this thing, because it's really cool. So they brought it out, and she's playing it, and they were talking about all the stuff that it could do. And then in her very Oprah way, she was like, and you all get them! You get a Kinect, and you're gonna Kinect! And all the white ladies in the audience were like, ah! Kinect! Oh my god, I'm gonna work out! It's gonna be so awesome! Ah! And she gave everybody a fucking Kinect. Now, when something gets the Oprah seal of approval, you know that bitches is gonna go, even if they don't know what the hell it's for, they're gonna go and buy that shit.
Nope. Yep.
Okay? The Oprah effect is awesome. If I could get Oprah to endorse our magazine, I'd be, like, set for life. So, I need to get on the Oprah and Friends Network. And we need to get on OWN somehow. We're gonna have to work on a proposal. Anyway, I'm digressing.
Do you think it's funny that Oprah has a network named OWN and she's black?
No, because it's the Oprah Winfrey Network.
I know, but it's
because
a little scary.
Oxygen didn't work out. Because that's what the O in Oxygen was supposed to be.
I know, but it's just a little scary. She's African American. She has an OWN.
Because like she Oprah owns. OWN.
Then,
She's like, isn't she in the top 25 richest people on Forbes' list, period?
Yes. It just kind of concerns
Oprah me. Owns. Just accept it, okay? It's not a bad thing. It'd be bad if it was called the OWN Network and Oprah was a white woman.
And had a lot of black people on the network.
Yeah. Where it's Oprah and she's a black woman and a lot of people work
for
her. Oh, my
God.
That works
in
a positive.
The Pwn Network would be the Tyler Perry Network. The Pwn. Oh, my God. It'd be the Perry Winfrey Network. Pwn. Shit. I'm seeing into the future.
That's the apocalypse. You've just seen it. You just bore witness to it. I did. You now have the understanding the universe is open to you. Holy shit. It's deep, isn't it? It's kind of a burden to have.
That's what she said.
Anyway, I completely lost my train of thought. I don't know where I was going with that. I don't know how to get back to it.
Anyway, Dance Central Connect.
Absolutely love it.
If you don't have it,
and that's where I was. So Oprah was showing it to everybody. I'm like, okay, so now every fucking woman on the planet is going to be trying to get a hold of this thing.
Yep, they're going to cut bitches.
And you're not going to be able to find it for Christmas. Then, freaking a day later, Ellen DeGeneres has it and is playing. So I'm like, oh, so not only is every freaking woman in America going to be trying to get
now
it, housewives, I'm like, then now you're going to add all the fabulous gay people who, let's face it, have the best hookups ever. They always know somebody that can get them that thing. Like, if there's a thing you need, always go to your gay first, because your gay is going to be able to...
I need a new gay.
Yeah, you got to... Yours are kind of trifling.
Yeah, I need a new gay.
Yeah, okay. All right, but you can go to your game and be like, this is what I'm trying to get. I'm like, oh, girl, hold on a second. They make a phone call. You come back and you're like, you're picking it up.
Hey, Rashonda. Yeah, I need something to fall off that truck. You feel me? All right,
it's
bye.
It's not even about falling off the truck. You just be like, you know what? I'm trying to get a hold of this. And so I said, oh, girl, hold on a second. I know. And then.
Hey, girl.
Then there's
girl.
A phone call. Then all of a sudden, somebody comes back like, 3 o'clock. We got to be here. Let's roll. And you get it, and you're just like, oh my god, like, I need in on the gay network, but without being gay, and so that's why you have your go-to gay.
I need a new one.
Yeah, because your go-to gay really isn't very good. But anyway, so now you've got, okay, now I gotta contend with all the people who watch Ellen, and all the people who watch Oprah, forget ones, that's why I didn't want to wait.
You know that Burger King was holding an event that every 15 minutes they were giving away a Connect.
Yeah, I know, but you know what?
So now all the fat bitches!
I can't be rolling up, I'm just like, damn. Everybody going to Burger King, all the fatties are getting them, and Oprah's just giving away like the fucking candy. You know it's going to be on
her... She breathes and connects.
Okay, and you know it's going to be on her favorite things list, which means even more people who didn't see the show where she gave it away to people...
We'll read the magazines and we'll see it.
So I'm like, gee, you're not going to be able to find one of these things for Christmas.
I know, I'm so fucked.
And so that's why I went ahead. I was like, nope, I got to get it launch day, which is why we went to 2 GameStops at midnight to find it.
I'm going to be so screwed. And I have the money for it, too.
You're going to be a little screwed. This is true. But I will share.
I know.
I will. I promise. So, yeah. Dance Central, Connect. I absolutely love it. I was skeptical, as you all know. I was really, really skeptical in the beginning. But I don't see it really being beneficial. And I don't see how it's going to work into anything like RPGs or action titles or things like that. I'm going to be curious to see if it could do that.
Curiosity killed the cat, you know.
But as far as the exercise thing, I think that it damn sure kills anything that Nintendo's had up to this point. Because all the Nintendo stuff has really been locked to just the controller in the one hand, which you can fake the controller out. You can just put the controller wherever it needs to be. You don't have to do the body motion and it thinks that you're doing the pose properly. But I think that on the exercise tip and on the full body motion, you know,
there's
stuff.
No way, because I mean Dance Central will let you know right off the bat if your hand's not in the right place, that part of the body on the avatar lights up, so you know.
I think that motion is going to find that it is best suited for getting that activity going, and I think that that'll be a market that will actually work, because there are going to be a whole lot of people who, like me, want to work out and enjoy being active, but don't like doing that in with a whole bunch of strangers that they don't know in a building where everybody can see. You know, the fact that I can now have a really good, diverse...
It's not that hard, you know, to work out at a gym, though.
I know, but personally, I like being all glistening and sweaty and all that kind of stuff all by myself. I don't like people that I don't know being like, oh my god, look at her, tickle with her, she's sweating like a bucket and a half.
That's why you go to Planet Fitness, because they kick you out if you're like that. It's a no-judgment zone, for real. 3 times, and then they kill your membership.
Well, that's cool. But I still would much rather be in my own space doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if I fall and bust my ass on a move, I don't have everybody else going, oh my god, are you okay? Are you alright? You were trying to dance and you messed up? Ooh, that's gotta hurt your black pride, right?
Then people who are in clubs right now who really shouldn't dance should not be at the club.
There's a lot of people that shouldn't be at the club. I mean, that's a whole other podcast,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. So anyway, so we've already talked about our games tip. We should really kind of wrap that up, because there is a scotch of anime that we need to address.
So let's add the scotch of anime. I has a Crunchyroll. I've said it before.
I'll say it again.
I fucking love Crunchyroll. I get my anime on the streamy, and it's great. Because it's in high definition, which makes me happy. And it's on the go. So I can use it when I'm on my iPad. I can use it when I'm on my computer. And now, because they've been playing around in the beta with video out, I can stream that to my TV by using my little cable connector. So I can actually have my Crunchyroll on my high-def TV. This pleases me so much. You don't even know. So a series that I introduced Panda to because she hadn't heard of it, and I really, really thought it would be up her alley, is the one that we're going to talk about now, called The World God Only Knows. Now, right now, there are only 6 episodes that are available on Crunchyroll. And the reason why I say there are only 6 episodes that are available is because it's actually a series that was introduced in the fall of 2010. I think it started in November in, I want to say, like, the first week of November. It might have been the last week of October. So it's brand new. It's just now running over in Japan. And Crunchyroll is great because they get a lot of things that are just now running, and they're able to actually stream them. So it's definitely worth the money. And the series is really interesting. What I like about it is that it pokes fun at pop culture, dating sim games, and the gamer stereotype in a fun way and not in a douchebag way. It's not casting aspersions in a negative way.
So it's not like The Social Network.
Right, where everybody's a douchebag?
Where everyone who's like...
And then winds up rich douchebags?
Yeah, because we're not all rich.
Nope.
And we're not all douchebags either.
Nope.
But yeah, so she was absolutely right. This is totally gay. This is totally an anime right up my alley because, yes, I've played my fair share of dating sims.
I've never played a dating sim.
I have. Ever. And I've read a lot of visual novels that have been based off of dating sims, and mm-hmm. I've watched a lot of other animes that were based off of dating sims, which I then went back and played, like, a demo or something, or saw some gameplay of that dating sim.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know, going forward, that I've already talked about animes that came from dating sims that were horribly misconstrued, because it's kind of hard to take one genre and turn it into another. You know, especially in this sense where, you know, the basic premise of any dating sim is to fuck somebody.
Right.
Usually. Well, make somebody fall in love with you, and then the really dirty ones turn into how many people you can fuck within, you know, the time span of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So yeah. I was really intrigued on how this was going to go, and how they were going to tie in the whole dating sim phenomenon into this universe, and they did it really well. And I have to applaud the storyboard people for this and the writers for this, because I mean, I've always really enjoyed when they were able to turn something into how do I want to say it, like, I'm going to go into a totally different direction to case my point, going back to the latest Disney princess movie, The Princess and the Frog.
Black Princess.
Which is really kind of funny because
it has Winfrey in it too.
But it poked fun at itself, kind of like the way Enchanted did, because, you know, Enchanted also.
Oh, Enchanted is the bomb.
And it poked fun at the whole princess, you know, stereotype, which, you know, we seriously should really look at. And The Princess and the Frog did the exact same thing, where they kind of turned the concept of being a princess into a kind of a spell. And if you haven't seen The Princess and the Frog and you're into the big Disney princess thing, then you should definitely look that up and look into that.
No, if you're just a person, you should see The Princess and the Frog. Fuck that. Everybody should see it. It's like good hair. Everybody should see it.
I don't know, because if you're not a big Disney person, then it wouldn't be for you.
I know, but there are too many fun songs in there. And if you're not a Disney person, there's way too many things in there that could become like a reactionary thing, like Rocky Horror.
Good point. Touche. But anyway, so going back into The Princess Frog, like I said, they turn the idea of being a princess into a spell. If you know anything about the original, you know, beautiful princess, kissed a frog, frog turned into a prince. Well, let's turn that into, you know, selfish, greedy prince, gets turned into a frog, has to be kissed by a princess to come back, and the person who is deemed a princess is only a princess until midnight because of Mardi Gras. So they turn it into a spell, which I thought was really intuitive, and I was like, oh my god, that's totally an interesting way to perceive it. Granted, there's a twist at the end, kind of, you know, kind of like
Shyamalan. Let's get back to the anime!
Shyamalama Ding. All right, fine. Shyamalama Ding Dong, whatever.
Shyamalama Ding Dong!
Going back. So, I mean.
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
So, you have the main character,
Kama? Katsurugi.
Yeah.
But he's just called Divine Brother.
Divine God or Divine Brother. Mm-hmm. You know, and he is your stereotypical gamer. He's a loner. He really doesn't invest in the real world.
Wait. He is known as the God of Conquest on the internet. You never see Kama without his PFP.
Which looks like a PSP.
Right, but it's got a keyboard that flies out the bottom.
Which I think is really cool.
And all he does throughout the entire day in school, in classes, is play dating sim games on his PFP.
And conquer women.
And conquer all these heroines in these games. And answer questions for people who are stuck in dating sims on how they can get past this thing and get to this heroine or that. And his teachers get really upset with him, and they'll ask him questions, you know, like he's not paying attention. But he's really brilliant, so he always gets the answers right, which pisses the teachers off even more.
Yeah.
But he stays focused on that PFP.
He's really not, he's not tuned into reality, because he knows that he is more,
he's
more recognized and more powerful in the world of games.
Well, not only that, but he realizes, or the way that he thinks about it, is that reality cannot hold a candle to the kind of environment that exists or can be created
in that world,
the video games. And so that's why he chooses to stay active in the video games and not really
to exist in that reality and not the real
and
one.
And not the actual reality. He exists in the virtual one.
Like most people in WoW.
Okay. Until one day he gets an email and it basically kind of
mocks him.
It does a little bit. It says, I've heard basically that you're the God of Conquest, and you know,
if that is so true, then you should be able to help me. But if it's not, then you know, I totally understand.
Right. Because if that's the case and you really are as good as you say you are at conquering,
then I got a girl for you.
Then I've got a girl for you if you accept, you know, the issue of the terms of this contract. And without reading the other pieces below that, he's like, oh, you think that I can't?
He's got pride, guys. He's got pride.
And so he hits the button, and then immediately the sky changes, and this girl falls from the sky, who's really cute, by the way, and wears, like, a really interesting, like, ninja female kind of kimono, kind of like the one Ayane in Dead or Alive wears.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not as boobaliciously endowed. And she's really sweet and, you know, grabs him thinking that he's this amazing god, and they're off to basically find all these loose souls from hell that have escaped out into the world. And they are typically like to hide themselves in the hearts of girls. And the only way to get them out is for something else to take the place in the heart so that the soul has no choice but to leave because there's no room.
So either he has to make them fall in love with him or at least get them to the point where they have a first kiss. And for any socially awkward guy, the idea of even touching a woman is scary beyond belief. So imagining this guy who is this king of conquest in this alternate reality, who has never physically touched another woman in his life, this is like...
So he explains it to the demon girl, who we get to know as Elsie in the anime, and starts to leave, and she's like, oh, you can't do that, because if you break the contact, basically, do you see that collar on your neck? If you do break the contract or don't live up to it, your head's going to get lopped off.
Now, mind you, she's got one, too, so
they're
like...
both bound. If he dies, then she dies, and if they don't complete the contract, they both die. So Kama basically settles himself and says, okay, well, we're both fucked. What are we going to do? Elsie has this little detector that's a little skull on her headband that can tell when there's a loose soul nearby. And basically, throughout this series, Kama uses the same techniques he would use in the dating sim games to conquer these real live girls. And once he conquers somebody that has a loose soul and frees the soul, the person actually loses any memory of the conquest.
So then he's just got to personally live with the fact that I kissed this girl, I kissed this girl, I kissed this girl, I did this, and the girls get to walk around like, eh, whatever. It's like another day. So, I mean, poor dude. He's got to
really
sit there and adjust all that.
Interesting, because as he's, like, diagnosing or basically breaking down what each type of girl is and what, you know, must be her issue, it's really funny in how well they lined up what you typically know from dating sims into how it actually exists in these girls that he needs to conquest, but it exhibits itself in a way that makes sense. You know, it doesn't feel made up.
No.
Okay, for instance, there's this one character who you know, is really privileged and super elite and throws money around like crazy. And, you know, he breaks it down and says, no, you know, typically those types of people from video game heroines are really using that as an armor to shield themselves. And deep down, they're really sweet and really hurt. And you just have to find what that is and get them to let down the armor.
You have to assess, you have to know their problem before you can treat it, which is what he initially does once he, you know, he's assigned to a heroine. He analyzes them. What characteristics need to be present in them before he'll even accept a conquest? Because if you're not putting the effort in, he will not put the effort in to pursue.
And so it's really funny because there are these poignant moments of diagnosing, you know, what can kind of sort of make a person tick in general, that's put into these characters, that's, you know, fed as this is how it manifests itself in a dating sim. And you have a moment where you're like, oh, okay, well, that's not too bad, actually. And then he'll have, like, a flashback when he's trying to teach Elsie about what the breakdown means in the dating sim world, and they're just completely fun and poke fun at themselves. So if you have Crunchyroll or you have the ability to get a hold of any anime that's streaming or that's currently available in Japan, the world, God only knows, is absolutely worth watching. Absolutely.
Oh, I would completely agree. Completely.
When it comes out, if it gets licensed and comes out over here, it'll definitely be something that I own. Dance Central is absolutely an own for me. It's not worth a rent. If you got Kinect, just go ahead and get it. It'll be a staple that you go back to every once in a while, if for nothing else, just to get your blood kind of pumping every so often. Kinect is worth a buy. I surprised him saying that, but it's absolutely worth a buy.
And Rock Band
at the very least is worth a rent. If you already have the gear and the peripherals, you should absolutely rent it just to get a taste of what the Doors music is like and what, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody with three-part harmony is like. If for nothing else, it's worth the rent on that.
All right.
If you've already gotten into Rock Band 1 or 2 and you have peripherals, just buy it, the game itself. You don't have to go into pro mode. You don't have to get a pro guitar. You can just do the same old with some new music. Or you can kick it up a notch down the road, which I like. So for me, it's a buy. At barest minimum for the world, it's a rent.
All right, then. That sounds pretty conclusive there. Do we have any shits we dig?
I got all kinds of shit I dig. Like this week, first of all, right off the bat, shit I dig. I dig black and white cookies. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I can't help you. But they are freaking delicious. Also, Ring Pops, crazy delicious, okay? Like, I'm not even joking about this. And then finally, the last thing that I dig is Dance Central.
So, food, exercise.
Exactly. That's how I roll, typically.
Okay.
Yummy, yummy, yummy in my tummy. Now work it off.
Okay.
How about you?
Believe it or not, I'm trying to formulate them.
They're on the tip of your tongue.
You turned me on to, Hey Ash, What You Playing? Or...
Oh my god, Hey Ash, What Are You Playing?
And, I'm totally digging that. That is ingenious.
Zelda, this is your song.
I dig it. I dig that. I also dig, Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Nice.
They're good
nice.
For your back.
That's good stuff.
For your sleepings
mm-hmm.
and your layings.
For your sleepinating.
And I also...
Sleep cycles. They are required.
Also kind of am digging on the... this can be very girly, but the Bare Essentials for the face.
Oh, makeup!
Oh my god, and I'm totally also crushing on the fact that Harry Potter number...
Don't look at me. I'm not into Harry Potter that much, but I am looking forward to the Deathly Hallows.
Part 1 is coming out on the 19th of November, bitches, and you know where I'm gonna be.
You know what we're gonna be talking about.
I'm going to be at the IMAX watching that for them hot-ass twins, motherfucker twins. And Harry, too. But mostly the twins.
Mostly.
Oh my god, those Weasley twins. If I could just...
Oh, we're going in the wrong place. The right place to go is our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written
within
the
week. Stop grinning.
If you have any questions about those articles or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If you aren't subscribed to iTunes, just fucking go already.
That's right. Once you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, you will get brand new episodes of our podcast the moment we put them out for consumption. So make sure that you do that so you get ESH the way that we intended it, which is in its entirety, because we want you to get it that way. Damn it.
I don't know which one I'd do first.
Will you get back on stage?
Oh, and if you don't, want to plug into iTunes, you can't pull us into any. You can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. Be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner. That could be Fred.
Stop it. That's right. While our new episodes of the podcast go out on Monday, you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast, which is the good dudes, and they got a good show. So you want to make sure that you do that. So grab their episodes on Tuesday. They're also available in iTunes, so hit that subscribe button. And while you're at it, there are new episodes of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is hosted by our very own Deuces Wild, which basically covers all the gadgetry and stuff like that that we can't get to all the time, all the weeks. So if you want to keep your nerd rolling, that's a great way to do it. But you can also check out all the different things that we write on the website during the week. You can follow us all on Twitter to keep you all a Twitter about what's going on. And the easiest way to follow us all is to simply go to twitter.com/ninjasister and follow the entire Land of Esh team list. I got everybody on there that I know about that has Twitter. And so if you want a good laugh during the week, we're a great place to start.
Nasty.
There's also
George.
The stuff that we do on YouTube, Flickr. We're all over social media. We've got a page on Facebook, facebook.com/landofesh. You can ask us questions there. We have conversations. And who knows, we might have something that we're giving away for the holidays. I can't promise anything, just do it. But you want to make sure that you join, because right now we only have 33 fans, and we want to drive to 100 people. That's the gift you can give us for Christmas. Help us get to 100 fans on Facebook. That'd be totally awesome. We would really appreciate it. Will you stop it?
I don't like Percy as a character.
Well, fine. But will you stay focused on what we're doing here?
I can't. They're so dreamy.
Well, dream about this. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Fire Magazine. We're out of here.
I'll just do both at the same time.
You suck.